गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यश यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारिय यमुना तीर वनचारिय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय नमो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाजृगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद्भयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय नमो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाजृगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। व्रज भूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। द्वारका धाम की जय। मथुरा धाम की जय। अयोध्यापुरी धाम की जय। श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी भगवान की जय। श्री श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन भगवान की जय। श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम। All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 24, Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, Verse 70.
Tamevatmanamatmastham Sarvabhuteshavasthitam Pujyadham Gnatantascha Dhyayantanschaskritadharim Tam evatmanam atmastham Sarvabhuteshavasthitam Pujyadham Gnatantascha Dhyayantanschaskritadharim Tam evatmanam atmastham Sarvabhuteshvavasthitam Pujyadham Gnatantascha Dhyayantanschaskritadharim.
Please recite. Mataji's word to word meaning. Tam unto him eva certainly Atmanam, the Supreme Soul, Atmastham, within your hearts, serve all, Bhuteshu, in every living being, Avasthitam, situated, Pujyadvam, just worship him, Gnatantascha, always chanting, Dhyayantah, always meditating upon, Askrita, continuously, Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Therefore, O sons of King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is situated in everyone's heart. He is also within your hearts. Therefore, chant the glories of the Lord and always meditate upon Him continuously. Purport. The word Askrit is significant, for it means not just for a few minutes, but continuously. That is the instruction given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sichhashtaka, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. The holy name of the Lord should be chanted 24 hours daily. Therefore, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we request the devotees to chant at least 16 rounds on their beads daily. Actually, one has to chant 24 hours daily, just like Thakur Haridas, who was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra 300,000 times daily. Indeed, he had no other business. Some of the Goswamis like Raghunath Das Goswami were also chanting very rigidly and also offering obeisances very rigidly. As stated in Sri Nivasacharya's prayer to the six Goswamis, Sankhya Purvak Nama Gana Natbi Kala Vasani Kritav. The word Sankhyapurvak Nam means maintaining a numerical strength. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting the holy name of the Lord, but he was also offering obeisances in the same prolific numbers. Because the princes were ready to enter into some severe austerities in order to worship the Lord, Lord Shiva advised him to constantly chant of and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is significant that Lord Shiva personally offered his prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as he was taught by his father, Lord Brahma. Similarly, he was also preaching to the princes according to parampara system. One not only should practice the instructions received from the spiritual master, but also should distribute this knowledge to one's disciple. The word Atmanam Atmasthitam Sarvabhuteshu Avasthitam are also significant. The personality of Godhead is the origin of all living entities. Because the living entities are part and parcels of the Lord, He is Father of all of them. One can search out the Supreme Lord very easily within one's heart, for He is situated in every living entity's heart. In this verse, the process of worshipping the Lord is considered to be very easy and complete, for anyone can sit down anywhere and in any condition of life and simply chant the holy names of the Lord. By chanting and hearing, one automatically engages in meditation.
Namo Magyanana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tashme Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vashalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from the chapter chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. So since so many days we have been discussing how Lord Shiva, he is instructing prachetas in the spiritual science. He is delineating the subject matter of yoga, how to connect oneself with the Supreme. So prachetas, they are ready to perform the austerities, they are going for it. And Lord Shiva met them on the way and started instructing them. So we have been reading all those verses and we have discussed about the beauty of the Lord, how Lord is merciful and so many things. And this is a series of prayers basically. So Lord Shiva, He has given a medicine in the form of prayers for prachetas to purify them. Like if a person is sick, he takes medicine. So all of us are sick in this material world, materially contaminated, lust, greed, anger, pride, envy and false ego. We are suffering from that. So anyone who goes for austerity, anyone who goes to perform penances, the main function is to purify oneself. And purifications mean you need some medicine. So Lord Shiva gave the medicine in all those verses in the form of prayers to cure the mind. Right? If you want to cure the mind, you need medicine in the form of words, sound vibration. So he gave those prayers to the prachetas to chant. So once he has given the medicine, now he is instructing them how to take the medicine. So in the previous verse, this verse and in next verse, he is going to explain how to take the medicine. He has given the medicine, correct, right. But there is a way to take it also. Like if you go to doctor, so doctor gives some pills, red, blue, green colors of pills. And they tell you that, okay, these three pills in the morning, before breakfast, this with breakfast, this medicine you take in afternoon, this medicine you take before you sleep, or this medicine you take before lunch, before you eat anything, 10 minutes before you eat. Like that, they give so many instructions. So one is medicine, one is how to take the medicine. And if we don't take the medicine properly, medicine is not going to do its work. It is not effective, or it is less effective. So in this verse, like in previous verse, Lord Shiva said that just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. This will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. So he is giving one instruction how to take, that you chant this mantra with pure heart. You do your occupational duty and chant this mantra with pure heart. In this verse, and Prabhupada writes, the word askrita is significant, for it means not just for a few minutes, but continuously. So in this verse, Lord Shiva is giving the method that whatever prayer I have given you, you have to chant it continuously. And then you can feel the result. Then this medicine would be effective. Otherwise, it won't show its effect. The same thing is given by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction. So Rupa Goswami says, Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adisita Pya Vidya Pitop Taptara Shanashana Rochikanu Kintu Adaratanu Dinam Khaluseva Justa Swadvikramad Bhavadi Tavagadamula Hantri. So there Rupa Goswami instructs, first of all he says that Syat Krishna Nam, that name of Krishna's name, his character, his pastimes, his activities are sitapi. It's very sweet. All these things are very sweet. Then someone may ask, but we are not feeling that sweetness. We are not relishing. Then he says, in the same line he says, avidya. But because of ignorance, because of avidya, we are not able to relish it. In the same line he is saying, Rupa Goswami, because he knows that people are going to ask, if Krishna's name, form, pastimes, leela, activities, all these things are very sweet, like sugar candy, sitapi means sugar candy, very sweet. Then why we are not getting it? So he says, avidya. And then he quotes in the next line example, pittopatap, rasanasya narochikanu. Just like if someone is suffering from jaundice, pittopatap, means someone is suffering from jaundice, pitta is more. Then he cannot relish. Pittopantaptana rasanasya. Then his tongue cannot relish. Rochikanu. Cannot relish the sweetness of sugar candy. But again in the next line he says, Kintu adarat anudinam khalu seva justa. But Sri Sri Radharas Biharji Bhagavan ki jai. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Bhaktanuman ki jai. Sri Sri Gaurnitai ki jai. Sri Sri Giriraj Govardhan Bhagwan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. But again, he says, kintu, but no need to be disappointed, don't worry, there is a solution. Then he is giving the solution. Solution is, kintu adarat anudinam, khalu seva justa. But if someone chants this holy name with attention, if someone chants attentively, adarat, with respect, adar, samman, if someone chants with attention, with respect, that is first condition. And second is anudinam, regularly. That is what here Lord Shiva is saying. Askrita means continuously, regularly. Khalu seva justa. If someone is chanting, then what will happen? Swadhu kramad bhavati. Slowly, slowly will regain the taste. And bhavati gadamulahanti, and the disease will go away. Slowly, slowly. Krame. Slowly, slowly, the disease will go away. So this verse, Rupa Goswami gives two conditions, and which we have to follow. One is adarat, one is anudinam. Attentive chanting and regularly. So regular attentive chanting, if someone is doing, he can relish. Otherwise, he will not be able to. No one will be able to relish the name, form, pastimes, leelas of the Lord if he is not following these two conditions. It's not that If someone is attentively chanting, but is not chanting regularly, he will get that taste. He will not get. Someone might be chanting very attentively one day. Then after a week, he will chant again. Then nothing is going to happen. Means he cannot relish. Or someone is regularly chanting anudinam, this condition someone is fulfilling, but he is not doing other one, that is adarat. Then also we will not get the result. Very clear, Rupa Goswami is mentioning here. Very clear, adarat and anudinam. Like people complain, we have been chanting since 25 years, 30 years, but we are not getting any taste, any results. So first, this is the, what do you say, yardstick, this verse. You check yourself, whether we are doing it or not, adarat and anudinam. We are doing it or not. If we are doing it, then definitely we would get, otherwise we won't. Like in logic, there is something called AND gate and something called OR gate. Right? Those who have studied logic and maths. AND gate and OR gate, two things are there. AND means both conditions has to be fulfilled, then only the result will be true. If condition A is, you are fulfilling condition A, and if you are fulfilling condition B, both, then only result will come. Otherwise, result will not come. Like suppose you want the fan to run, then there are two switches. One is main switch, somewhere in the temple, and one is immediate switch. So you turn on the main switch, but you don't turn on the immediate switch, which is near. Then the fan will not run. So you say, okay, let me turn off the main switch and turn it on. So you turn off the main switch, that switch is off and this switch is on. Again, fan will not run. Why? Because it's AND condition. Both the switch has to be on. But if main switch is on, this switch is on and fan is in good condition, then it will run. That is called AND. So here Rupa Goswami is giving AND condition. He is not saying, okay, you chant with attention and sometimes, maybe once in a week, and you will get the result. No. Or you chant every day without attention, then you will get the result. No. He is saying adarat and anudinam. You have to chant attentively and every day. And if it is not happening, then what is the result? So Rupa Goswami, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him in the spiritual science. So he explained him that if someone, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one gets that seed of devotional service. And by the process of hearing and chanting, he waters it, and then the creeper starts growing. And that creeper, it penetrates the material world. It penetrates the, even it crosses Virja river, it enters into spiritual world. It crosses even Vaikuntha and it goes to Golok Vrindavan and it takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. It is a process if we continuously hear and chant the holy name of the Lord. And then that creeper will bear the fruit of love of Godhead, which a person right in this material world can relish. If we are regularly chanting and hearing, fulfilling these two conditions, adarat and anudinam, right in this material world, that is what Rupa Goswami says, that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we can relish if we are fulfilling. But if chanting is not attentive, it is not adarat, then again he says, krintu latar sange bade upasakha bhukti mukti vangsha asankitara lekha nisiddhachar kutinati jivahinsan labha puja pratishthadi yat upasakhagan. So if we are not chanting attentively, chanting means watering. That is what Rupa Goswami compares, watering the Bhakti Lata creeper. So if you are inattentive, it means you are not watering the main creeper, but you are watering Upasaka, other creepers, unwanted creepers. So they will grow. So he says, Latar Sange Bade Upasaka. Unwanted creepers also grow. Bhukti, first is bhukti, desire to enjoy this material world. Then mukti, liberation. Vangsha asankitar lekha. Like there are unlimited desires will develop if chanting is not adarat. If we are not chanting attentively. If we are not watering our Bhakti Lata creeper with attention. Our water is going here and there. Unwanted weeds are getting water. Then he says nisiddhachar, unwanted behavior, kutinati, duplicity, jivahinsan, violence, and then desire for name, fame and adoration. Labh, puja, pratishthadi, yato, upasakha. Like there are unlimited unwanted weeds. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. So when I was reading first time, I thought, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling all this thing? Because the devotee who has renounced everything, has joined the ashram, has studied the philosophy, why he has to be told all these things, that upashakha and violence and duplicity, and he will desire name, fame, adoration, even though he knows that these things are not good for my bhakti. But of course, in due course of time, all of us realize that these unwanted creepers grows up, and we desire name, fame, adoration, and duplicity, duplicitous behavior, unwanted behavior, we do. So we need introspection for that. So if chanting is not adharat, then all these things is definitely going to happen. That is what Rupa Goswami says. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So chanting should be very attentive. That is first condition. And then anudinam, every day. Anything done regularly creates an impact. Even if it is for 5 minutes, anything you do for 5 minutes every day, it is going to have an impact in your life. If one day you don't do, you will feel I am missing something today. Is it not? Every day you are doing it for 5 minutes. Not much time. Only 5 minutes we are doing it. Only 5 minutes. Every day we are doing it. And one day you miss it because of some reasons. You will feel that I have missed something. So chanting in this verse, see, Lord Shiva says, it should be astikrita. It should be regular. Rupa Goswami says, anudinam, regularly one should chant. So if it is regular, there is a hope that we can become Krishna conscious one day. But if we think that, okay, only at the end of life I will chant and I will become Krishna conscious, or only weekends I will chant all my rounds together, then it is not possible. One has to chant regularly. Every day, Prabhupada says, minimum 16 rounds one has to chant. That is one condition. Another is attentively. Right? Adharat. With love, with care, with attention. Like if you see, anything done regularly creates impact, as I said. There are Muslim people who offer namaz 5 times a day. 5 times a day and regularly. So you can see a black spot here, right? Any person you see a black spot here, so you can conclude that he is offering 5 times namaz and regularly is offering. Why? Because they strike their head against the ground and they shout the prayer or they pray. So every day they do it. They don't make that sign there, that mark. They don't make it. But they do it regularly and automatically it happens. Because it's regular. So regularly if we try to make our mind listen this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, a day will come. Automatically it will chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. It's automatic. Every day if you are forcing your mind to listen this mantra, suppose you are forcing it with adharat, with attention, you are doing it for 2 years, suppose, even 1 year, 1 month, and one day you don't do, your mind will force you to do. Nahi, aaj to jab karna hai kya hai, kyun nahi kar raha hai? Because now it's habituated. So anything which we do regularly creates an impact. It should be regular. It should be every day. Otherwise, it's not possible to chant all our rounds at the end of week or at the end of month. ठीक है महीने में दो दिन छुट्टी लेके सब राउंड एक साथ जब करेंगे. इट इज नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन. इट हैज नेवर हैपेंड. लाइक वंस आई वाज इन फिफ्थ और सिक्स्थ स्टैंडर्ड आई रेड अ स्टोरी. देयर वाज अ बॉय, वेरी इंटेलिजेंट बॉय. ही यूज्ड टू कम फर्स्ट. ही वुड कम फर्स्ट एवरी ईयर. सो ही बिकम लिटिल पफ्ड अप एंड स्टार्टेड इग्नोरिंग हिज स्टडीज. सो हिज फादर वुड से, अरे बेटा पढ़ाई करो, व्हाई यू आर नॉट स्टडिंग? एंड ही वुड से, I'll study, Papa. When exams will come, I'll study. That is what most of the students do. And when they fail, they commit suicide. Right? They don't read regularly. They don't study regularly. They say, at the end, when exams will come, just before the exam, 1 month, I will study. So he used to say. And that boy, he would like halwa very much. So every day he would request his father, Papa, halwa khilao aaj. cook halwa, tell mother to cook halwa. So father would say, no, next, next day, next day. Like that, 7-8 days passed. So one day, that boy's mother cooked halwa. And father, he took all the halwas in 7 different plates and served it to his son and said, see, you have been asking for halwa since so many days. Since last 7-8 days you have been asking for this. So this quota is there for 7 days. Each plate of halwa for each day. So now seven plates of halwa are there, you eat all. And this boy was very happy. He said, yeah, what are you speaking about 7 plates? I can eat 70 plates. I like halwa so much. And with great enthusiasm, he started eating halwa. He finished first plate. He went for second one. And he could finish half only. And he said, Papa, pet bhar gaya hai. Now I cannot eat more. Father said, Arey, you like halwa so much, why you are not eating? He said, no, I am fed up now. I can't eat much. I can't eat more than 1.5 plate now. So father said, see, every day you had been requesting that I want to eat halwa. And you like halwa very much. So for 7 days halwa, I today gave you all 7 days quota, but you are not able to eat. Then how can you study all year's portion together in 1 month? It's not possible. You like halwa. Anybody like prasad, right? So halwa is like eating something. It's very easy. You like that, but you still cannot eat 7 days quota all together. But every day you can eat 1 plate. Similarly, every day you have to study. Every day you have to read. Then only at the end of year or at the beginning of the exam, you would be able to do it. So our exam is like that, where we have to show our skills of remembering Krishna. Right? So if we think only at the end of our life we would do it, it's almost next to impossible. We are not Khattuang Maharaj who realized himself or self-realization within a moment of second. We are not like him. Exceptions are there. If we are also exception, it's okay. But now let us put ourselves in normal category and follow the normal rules and regulation which Rupa Goswami has given us. That is Adrat and Anudinam. So anything if we do regularly, like a Muslim offering namaz 5 times a day and every day, automatically a black spot will come. He's not working for it, but it is happening. So if we force ourselves to chant Hare Krishna, if we make our mind to hear Hare Krishna, a day will come when mind will automatically chant Hare Krishna. No extraneous, no extra effort is required. Extra effort is not required. But if we don't do it regularly, then we may lose the taste. Again, Rupa Goswami says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that even though a person whose Bhakti Lata creeper has reached Golok Vrindavan and who is eating those fruits of love of Godhead, if he stops the watering process, that is, if he stops chanting and hearing, then that Bhakti Lata creeper will die and he will again fall down his material world. He will again lose the taste. Again he has to work hard. You can understand someone relishing the love of Godhead. That is what our goal is. We are working hard for it. Right? We are working hard for it. To get love of Godhead. Someone is already getting it. And if he misses, if he doesn't chant and hears regularly, he won't be able to relish that love of Godhead. That creeper will dry. Then what to speak of us? We are still in, Ado Shraddha. Still in Shraddha we are developing. Whether we are following it, means this process is correct or not. We are doubting when we hear some other philosophy. When we hear Jakir Nayak or this and that philosophy. Still we doubt, hey, what I am doing is correct or not. And someone in Prema stage can fall down. Someone in Bhava stage can fall down, like Bharat Maharaj. If they stop chanting and hearing, then what to speak of us? So Rupa Goswami very clearly mentions Adarat and Anudinam. These two conditions has to be fulfilled if we want to relish Shyat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapi. If we want to make this statement true, or if we want to realize that this statement is true, that Krishna's name, form, activities, leelas, pastimes are all sweet like sugar candy. If we want to do that, then we have to follow the third line. Adarat anudinam khalu seva justa. And it's a fact, anything if we do regularly, as being mentioned by Lord Shiva, that continuously, then that process automatically becomes continuous. We don't have to do after some time. It by default we do it. Mind automatically starts chanting. Like again, there is a story, nice story, there was a boy, very dull-headed, not intelligent. So what other student would take one day to understand or read or write, he would take 10 days, 15 days. His name was Bobdev. Bobdev, all of you must have heard about him. Prabhupada writes his name in first canto, first chapter, first verse. Right, first verse his name is there, Bobdev. He was very dull-headed in the beginning of his student life. So everybody would laugh at him, everyone would tease him, because he was very dull-headed. Actually, he became laughing stock for his, you know, friends and teachers. So he said, let me leave, I don't want to live here, why to live in such a place, and I cannot study, I know, better to leave, let me go somewhere else. So he left his school. So while he was walking, while he was on the way, he was thirsty also, and he saw some women were taking water from the well. So he went to them, requested water for them, from them, that I want some water. So they made him drink the water. Then he saw around the well, some ditches were there, small, small ditches. And it seemed that these ditches were made to keep the pot. Right? In villages, women or anyone carry water in pot. It's matka, made of clay, made of earth. So he said, hey, who has made all these ditches to keep the pot? So fantastically it has been designed. Then woman said, no, nobody has made it. Every day we keep our matka, our pot, on the same spot. So because it's every day we do it, so automatically it has been created. Automatically it has manifested. Because friction is there. Or if you just pull a rope against some wall, so rope is very soft thing. But again, on the wall there will be some sign or some mark will be there. Rope is very soft. Because we are doing it regularly, then there is a mark. Then Bobdev thought, if such a soft object as a clay pot can create such a wonder, can create such ditches, then I am a human being, I have a brain. If I work vigorously and regularly study, why can't I be an intelligent person? And with that determination he went back. And we know he memorized all Bhagavatam verses. He didn't write actually, but he memorized all verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. So some people say he has written Bhagavatam. But actually no. He read Bhagavatam, understood it. Understood it or not, I don't know. But he had by-hearted all the verses. So people sometimes say he has written. So because regularly if you keep the pot at the same spot, it will create ditch actually. If you go on well in villages and all, you can see some mark is there. Every day if you do it. Every day. Like we put tilaka every day. So even if tilaka is not there, this side and this side, people will feel that we have put something. Is it not? Every day you put tilak, so we do like this. So there is a mark. After a year, 2 years, 10 years, you can see that mark is there. Even if tilak is not there, people can feel that two lines are there. Because it's regular. You go to gym. First day you go to gym and do some exercise, dumbbells and all pull-ups you do. And you start seeing yourself, arey, weight kam nahi hua, muscles bahar nahi aaye. No. Every day you have to go and do it. Regularly. Attentively also. It's not that you go to gym and sit and sleep. You go to gym and do exercise. Pasina bahana padta. And then muscles will develop. Then you can see the change in your body. Chest will come out, biceps will come out, sab bahar aayega. Every day. Similarly, the process of chanting, it has to be done regularly and attentively. See, Rupa Goswami very clear. Two words. Finish. Adarat anudinam. If you are missing anyone, forget. No chance. We may get heavenly planets, we may get some name fame, But the first line we say is Syat Krishna Nam Charitadi Sitapi Avidya. That we won't be able to get. That we'll not get. So here Lord Shiva is also instructing Prachetas that my dear disciples, my dear sons, please regularly you chant this prayer. And in the previous verse he says with pure heart. Means attentively. Heart is pure, then only you can attentively chant. And if you chant attentively, then only heart will become pure. It's like that. And then second verse, Prabhupada's second point mentions in this verse is the word Atmanam Atmastham Sarvabhuteshu Avasthitam are also significant. The personality of Godhead is the origin of all living entities because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord. He is the father of all of them. And at the end, last line Prabhupada writes, by chanting and hearing, one automatically engages in meditation. One may realize. Meditation means trying to realize the God. So one may automatically realize that God is in their hearts. So the first process is more important. Chanting and hearing. Attentively and regularly. Then we can realize that Atmanam Atmastham Sarvabhuteshu Avasthitam. That Krishna is in everyone's heart. And a person who has realized this knowledge, he can be peaceful. He will not commit any sin. Because he knows that Krishna is seeing me. God is seeing me. Krishna is present everywhere, so he is seeing me. I am not alone. So he has nothing to fear. Like Ramanujacharya, when his teacher, Yadav Prakash, he schemed to kill him. He made a plan to kill him. So they went for a pilgrimage tour. And Ramanujacharya also joined them. So when they were in a thick forest, Ramanujacharya was somewhere else. He was a young boy of some 16, 18 years old. So others were planning how to kill Ramanujacharya. So Ramanujacharya's younger brother, Govind, informed him that our teacher and other students are planning to kill you. And Ramanujacharya ran away. He ran away alone in the forest. And no one was there. And it was evening. And He was fearing that I am alone and the forest is so thick. And this forest is infested with ferocious animals and they might kill me anytime. Thieves are there, robbers are there. Then again he realized, is God not the protector of everyone? God is in my heart. How am I alone? I am not alone. He is there, he will protect me. He had that conviction, not theoretically, but he realized at that time that God is there. He had firm conviction. And then without fear he started walking on the way in the jungle. And we know that Lakshmi Devi and Lord himself came as a fowler, as a hunter and escorted him to Srirangam. Kanchipuram. Right? So that faith should be there. Theoretically as well as practically. So we have to realize. And that is only possible if we chant regularly and attentively. Like once there was a guru and he called his three disciples. So they were about to complete their studies in the spiritual science. So guru wanted to test them. Okay, they have completed or not. Whether they have full faith on the Lord or not. Whatever I have taught them. Whether they have realized it or not. So he called all of three and said, okay, I am giving you a mango, all of you. One mango I am giving you. You go and eat in a place where nobody sees you. In a solitary place, you have to eat. And all the boys said, okay, it's a simple job. Iske baad degree mil jayega to achha hai na. He has completed his degree just by eating a mango in a solitary place. So they were happy. That was final test. But one thing you have to understand, anything, any exam which seems simple is actually not simple. Be careful. Even if you go for IPS and all exams, sometimes they ask very simple question and we feel that's very simple question. But actually it is not. And sometimes it seems that question is very difficult. But actually it's very simple. It happens. So two boys came after 1 hour. One boy still didn't come. So it was evening then night passed. Again in the next morning the boy didn't come. So teacher thought, hey, what happened? So he sent his two boys to search for that boy. So these two boys went and searched for the third boy. Third boy came back. still with mango in his hand. And teacher said, hey, why have you not eaten the mango? So teacher, the boy said, see, you have told me to eat the mango in a place where nobody sees me. But you have only taught me that Krishna is present everywhere. Krishna is in the heart of devotees. Krishna is in the heart of everyone. So how can I do that? How can I eat? He is seeing me. So I cannot eat. I cannot disobey you. That conviction he has. So Guru said, okay, you passed. You only understood, you have realized, you have conviction that Krishna is in everyone's heart. So if we understand that Krishna is seeing us, we will not commit any sin. But unfortunately, we have theoretical knowledge and no real realization. I don't know about others, but at least myself. We speak that Krishna is in everyone's heart, but how much we have realized? The proof is that we will not commit any sin. The proof is that we will not offend anyone. Because Ishwar Sarvabhutanam Hridayadeshayarjuna Tishtati. Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. So such a person, how can he offend other? How can he be duplicitous to other? Knowing that Krishna is in his heart also. He will not try to, he will not make plans to make him suffer. Or try to cheat him. So if we are still doing cheating and all duplicitous behavior we have, it means we don't have that faith that Krishna is in everyone's heart. But it's possible to realize. It's not that it is impossible, only problems, problems and problems and no solution. No, solutions are there. It is not our. Solution is there. There is only one solution. Chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One solution with two conditions. Rupa Goswami mentions. Adrat and Anudinam. Attentively chanting, attentive chanting, that is adarat. Adar means respect, samman. Samman means what? If you respect someone, you will listen him. So if we respect holy name, we will try to listen it. Actually not it, it's him, so Prabhu. We will try to listen him. We will try to listen the holy name of the Lord. And anudinam regularly. And by that if we do, we can realize that Ishwar Sarvabhutanam, that Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. So again, in next verse, Lord Shiva mentions more about this. So I would like to complete here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So any small questions or comments we can take? Easy questions we can have. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.